Welcome to the free podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Our passion is people, and the next 30 minutes is going to change the next 30 years of your life.
Good morning, Vietnam!
What are you doing in Vietnam?
My foot's in a punchy trap.
Hello.
No, you can't say that.
I'm tunneling like a rat.
What step are you on anyways, Oni?
How many steps are there?
I think there's
step
12.
Step 4, identifying that my behavior affects me and other people. Soul searching. Okay. Not found a soul, but I'm still searching.
Well, he's looking for a good soul. He's trying to be better.
Maybe I'll cut a jellyfish and take its soul.
Jellyfish don't have souls. Welcome, swans. How you been doing? We missed you guys. How have you been? Hope you've been doing great things. Taking over something. Hopefully not an evil soul. Oni's here with us and Todd's here. Say hey, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Yeah, and it's me, JJ Rod. We're all here. We're having a wonderful day. We're having a wonderful time. It's so beautiful out. I'm beautiful. Todd's beautiful. Oni, not so much. All right, so last time we talked about purpose, we talked about guys finding their purpose, and we talked about a woman's purpose is to be a good woman and to work towards being a good helpmate and a partner. That is her purpose. Well, what happens if your partner passes away? I'm going to tell you about Miss Judy. Miss Judy's wonderful. I'm going to use her real name because she's famous anyway. Todd, what does everybody say about Miss Judy?
I just love Miss Judy.
That's what everybody always says about Miss Judy.
All good things.
Miss Judy's husband passed away a while back. She's been a widow for a while. She decided not to remarry. She's older. I don't know how old she is. Just because her partner passed away, that doesn't mean she doesn't have a purpose anymore. The identity she found in her life with her partner, she now shares with everybody everywhere she goes. You can't go anywhere without her knowing somebody.
I swear she's also a ninja. Sneaks up on me all the time.
She is a ninja. Sneaky, sneaky. But Miss Judy's wonderful. She's amazing. If you decide you want to find another partner, you can absolutely do that. But Miss Judy decided just to remain single, and she is a beautiful, amazing woman, and she shares that with everybody. It is her purpose to be a wonderful woman. And it shows. It's not hard to see.
On this subject, Cindy Lou asked me that question. What would you do if I die? Find another one.
Yeah, you can't find another Cindy Lou. There's only one Cindy Lou, though, right?
I say that clowning with her, and it's funny. To be honest, I don't know if I would try to find somebody else.
I mean, how can you find somebody else if there's only one soulmate on the planet for you?
Well, I'm still searching for my soul, so I don't know.
So if you don't have a soul, you can't have a soulmate. I want a real person with a real soul to be my partner.
You're asking too much.
Does that make me crazy? Am I asking too much?
You think soulmates exist?
I don't know. Do they, Todd?
Yeah, Todd.
Is it healthy for me to believe there is only one person in the entire universe to be with?
No.
No.
So there's only one person that's my soulmate, and if I don't find that one person, I'm going to be lonely and destitute the rest of my life.
Till they make robot people.
Okay, or you could buy a robot. That way you don't have to be alone.
Supposedly they're coming out with a robot horse. Has horse legs on a motorcycle body. And I want one. Kawasaki's making it.
Cyborg company on a robo pony.
Why are they making everything in robots? Really?
It's a motorcycle dressing up as a horse.
And it moves like a horse.
So a motorcycle identifying as a horse. I feel sorry for horses everywhere.
Is that why it's called transmission?
It could just be another soul that you are in harmony with.
Well, they call those like kindred spirits.
But blood brothers.
But like, there's not just one person out there specifically for me, made for me.
We talked about this before. Women are biologically wired to adapt. So if you're only determined to be with one person ever in the history of ever, then why are women built that way? I think the whole soulmate myth is just an excuse not to be the best version of yourself. Like, it's like a cop out. And that's what's critical with identity.
And I hate the whole be yourself.
And I don't have to be any better than who I am. There's somebody already meant for me, so I can just...
So I'm perfect like just that. The way I am.
Just be yourself.
This is just an example. I had a girl, she left me. But all I did was sit around and eat Cheetos all day. People tell you, they should like you for who you are. No, you need to be better.
Yeah, well, who are you though? And that's kind of my point with identity. How can this person like you for who you are if you don't know who you are? You've got to know...
Exactly.
what you're here for, and you got to know who you are in that as a man before you can ever determine if a woman fits that. If she's working on being a good woman and she figures out her talents and gifts and the places she fits in society, she can kind of figure out who she is as a woman. But if you don't know who you are as a dude, how do you even know if you're compatible? You don't even know who you are.
For example, I am Ani. I am a father, a future husband, a war chief of Clan Swan.
You gotta stop getting with people just because it feels good.
But I like her face and she likes my face.
Just because somebody's got chemistry with you, that don't mean you guys are gonna be good together.
I would like to interject. They do it because they don't love themselves and they have to have somebody with them. There's a lot of people out there that would come home and fight every day. They would rather do that than be alone with themselves.
And that's kind of the cop-out of the soulmate myth. Well, as long as I know there's one person out there that's meant for me, I don't ever have to be good with myself or work on myself.
Hey, don't be a cop-out.
I believe there's somebody meant just for me.
This pleases Todd.
That got creepy real quick. Go make a sandwich, Todd.
Rollo Tomasi talked about this in The Rational Male. There are 8 billion people on the planet. And in understanding your identity, you need to determine the type partner you're looking for. Figure out what you're passionate about in life. You figure out what your talents and gifts are in life. Then you can see where you fit somebody as a partner, what type of partner you are. There's all different kinds of types of people. He's fabulous.
I'm a fabulous woman.
We need to go. I think we need to go back to step 4.
Do you also have a transmission?
Sometimes I change my oil too.
We have to keep it PG for the kids. Come on, folks.
Okay.
Main point here is, guys, there is no one specific person on the planet for you. That is a scarcity mentality. Now, figuring there's one type of partner that you're looking for, and there's tons of people out there that could fit that model, that's the healthy mindset you want. Todd, what is masculinity and femininity to you?
Getting into a yelling match with my wife.
And that's what real men do.
Yeah.
And you win because you're masculine.
Because I'm a man.
Because men always win the argument.
I'm never wrong. Not even a little.
So does that mean femininity is losing?
No. If you do what I say, you'll always win.
Oh, okay. What about femininity?
Women. Blonde. At least 6 foot tall. Makes 8 figures.
Blue eyes.
Blue eyes.
I think you're missing a transmission because you're describing a man right now.
Blue eyes.
I think you're being a boss man. Babe, Todd. All right, Oni, what's masculinity to you?
Ooh, smash.
Being destructive, okay.
So that's masculine.
He fixed.
Oh, okay. So you can fix things. Yeah. That makes you masculine.
Oh, meet your dinosaur. Food.
So you provide food. That makes you masculine.
Yeah.
This is news to me.
And big muscles. You gotta add big muscles.
Big muscles. Hey, baby.
Johnny Bravo. That is masculinity.
Okay, well, what's femininity? Femininity.
Pumpkin spice.
Starbucks and pumpkin spice. I mean, you might not be far off.
Everything nice.
Is it the femininity? Not the thing the clownfish live in?
Yes. Most women probably feel like a clown after the dudes they date. Because these dudes are not very high caliber these days. If you live in femininity, you're a clown.
Yes.
Okay, so you have to be a clown.
I'm scared of clowns.
You have to be wrong all the time and lose.
No, not wrong. You just have to admit I'm right.
Every time you're in an argument with your dude, you just be like, Todd's right, and then you're being feminine.
Yes.
Okay.
I only keep screaming eggs.
And sandwiches. So sandwich maker, that makes you feminine. So you got to be able to cook. You got to be able to clean. You got to be wrong a lot.
You got to agree Todd's right.
What else did you say, Oni?
And you got to go to the grocery store tomorrow.
And pumpkin spice. Bye-bye. And boobies. How can we leave out boobies? Of course, boobies are feminine.
I'm too busy yelling at her.
So if I see a clown with boobies and a sandwich and
that
a Starbucks.
Is the perfect woman. First words to come out of her mouth.
That's right. Oh my God. Y'all are going to hell. Jesus condemns you.
I guess already been there and Eduardo brought me back.
I guess he can't condemn you because you don't have a soul on
him. He on step 4, he's soul searching.
Yeah, you go to purgatory.
I will fight all the monsters in purgatory. Me and Eduardo.
There are no. It's empty.
The priests don't talk about what happens in purgatory.
Oh. J-Rod.
Okay, masculinity and femininity are exactly what we've been describing all along throughout the entire podcast. People always try to put it in a box. They try to define it as one way of operating or conducting yourself. Everything in its entirety we've been describing to you about men and women throughout the entire show is masculinity and femininity. The masculine is the giving. He's a generator. He generates. He gives. The femininity is receiving. She receives and she amplifies what she receives. This is the classic giving and receiving, the masculine and the feminine. But it's everything we've been describing, everything we've been talking about.
But we just spent like 10 minutes talking about...
It's none of that. If a woman doesn't wash dishes or do laundry, if she doesn't make sandwiches, if she doesn't like pumpkin spice and everything nice, that doesn't make her any less feminine and doesn't make her any less a woman.
What about big muscles?
Guess what? That doesn't make you masculine. What makes you masculine is the ability to provide fulfillment in a relationship.
But I like sandwiches.
Make you a sandwich, Todd. Nobody's stopping you. Two hands. You can make all the sandwiches you want.
These are working hands.
Oh, what? Work on making a sandwich. And it's not feminine or masculine for one person to be right and the other person to be wrong. If you're arguing, you are already losing as a man. A quality, responsible man never needs to argue. He doesn't need to tell people what to do. He leads because he's the leader.
That's what society says. And society is always right, JJ.
And that's why we have a horse with a transmission.
I thought it was a motorcycle.
No, it's a transmission.
Can we make sandwiches on the Kawasaki horse?
I don't want sandwiches anymore.
Todd suddenly doesn't like sandwiches. Look, in the last episode, we talked about hitting the checklist. Abstain, fast, surrender, right? And what that checklist achieves for you is purity. And for a man, that's solitary sufficiency. I said, I want you to think about that being the ability to provide fulfillment in a relationship. Let's define what purity is exactly. Now, we alluded to this before. We said it's like the opposite of shame. It's like being comfortable in your own skin.
Purity is snow and white.
I heard it was not the greatest of movies, so maybe that's a bad example.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, she was also with seven dudes.
Maybe that's not purity. Maybe that's impurity. What do we talk about?
Snow White to Seven Simps.
That's so valid. That's so valid, right? I can't even argue with that.
When I think pure, I think something that has no mixture.
Okay, we're on to something.
You make a valid point.
All right, so we talked about it in the integrity episode. When your integrity is full and you have achieved fulfillment in yourself, that's purity. How do you know that you have achieved fulfillment, and how do you know that your integrity is full and whole? You have achieved fulfillment when you feel loved. That's what fulfillment really is. It means feeling loved. You have achieved integrity and wholeness when you feel valued. That's where you get your worth from, is your integrity. That means you feel like you love yourself. And you feel like you value yourself. And this will be evident in the way you take. Well, we love you too, Oni. I mean, it counts, right? How do you know you've achieved purity? What does that even mean? Well, that's if a chick's proficient or deficient. Is she amplifying positive or is she amplifying negative? Pretty simple way to tell it. And for a dude, if he's achieved solitary sufficiency, then he's able to provide fulfillment in relationships. Well, when you achieve purity, it unlocks something. What do you think it unlocks, Oni?
World's biggest carnival.
An achievement.
Now you have more charisma?
Is this like participation trophies?
Yeah.
No. You're not getting a trophy, Todd.
What about a sandwich?
As long as it isn't on that robo horse thing, I'm down, dude.
That sounds so terrible. I don't even know why.
Don't talk about the trans horse like that.
Show me where the trans horse touched you, Todd.
In the ditch.
In the ditch. I feel like we just went full X-rated. I don't even know what happened right now. I feel like there have been crimes against humanity.
I think I killed JJ with that one.
That one lost me a little bit. When you achieve solitary sufficiency or purity, it unlocks self-control.
What's that?
Self-control is the ability to make healthy choices versus unhealthy choices. It's really that simple.
You pit them against each other?
There's a battle that goes on inside you for the healthy versus the unhealthy. It's like,
single combat! God. War is healthy.
I'm going to put that in the unhealthy category. Without self-control, you War cannot make healthy choices. That's the basis of self-control. Now, the reason self-control is so important is because self-control is the concrete for your identity. It's critical. All right, now let's talk about this. If your identity is who you are, the environment and circumstances you're in aren't going to change that. If somebody acts a certain way or somebody upsets you, you're not going to respond to that in a way that's outside of who you are. And people say it all the time, oh, they're getting me out of my character. I mean, that's kind of a ghetto way of putting it, but it's true. If you're getting outside of who you are, then it's like you're throwing your identity out the window. Well, how do you hold on to that? Self-control. So it's like the concrete for who you are. You go different places. So you go to a party and somebody's like, hey, bro, I got some of this awesome stuff. You want to party with me? Todd, what are you going to say?
Hell yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Is that strong stuff?
You're just throwing your identity out the window.
What if my identity is someone who parties?
Then that's the wrong identity because that's not healthy. That's not a healthy identity.
Says who?
The Cookie Monster.
Until you figure out who you are as a man or a woman, how could you ever determine whether you're compatible with somebody? You can't because you don't know who you are. And if you have no self-control to solidify that identity, then who you are is irrelevant. You're never going to be compatible with anything or anybody. So if who you choose to be is somebody healthy, you find yourself in circumstances, situations, and you start compromising on what you've chosen for yourself. Well, that's lack of self-control, right?
Now you're losing.
How can you ever be a consistent person if circumstances constantly dictate what your identity is? That's why self-control is so critical.
What if you're in control of your not self-control?
Wait, what?
That's not a thing.
Better look out. I might hit you with my confusion ray.
You have one of those?
Does that mean I get confused or does that mean I start speaking wise proverbs?
Where do you find a Confucius ray? Like eBay?
Confucius ray.
It's made in China.
Did you Google something on Yahoo?
Popsicle sticks and aluminum foil and you have a confusion ray. It's backwards. No. My bad.
I'm confused.
You're confused?
Did you just hit me with the confusion, right? I want you guys to think about something. Absolute power corrupts absolutely because it removes choice. Infinite power provides choice. When you're in a scarcity mindset, you're in survival mode. You're going to feel like you have no choice. You're going to be making decisions based out of a lack of control. But when you understand the infinite power of the universe and all the abundance that is available to you, well, now everything's a choice. So now self-control becomes so much easier, but you got to hit the checklist. You got to achieve purity or solitary sufficiency. You got to unlock self-control. Because if you're allowing sex or food or pride to control you and control what you do, you're not in control. You're out of control. You're literally
sex, drugs.
Yes,
I put that life behind me.
I know this youngster. He said something about putting a life behind him. He ain't even had a life.
When did you live that life, Todd? Hold on, wait a minute. All right, look, we've had a lot to digest. Let's take a little music break.
Need a brain break.
My brain's melting.
Todd, take him to the music break.
I am Todd, and I approve this message. Are we gonna win or is the place scared? I will not stop. I'm get to the top, yeah, you must be rare. Got a mic, hey, I will not stop. I can prepare to get to the top, yeah, you must be rare. You got one shot.
Welcome back from the music break, everybody. I hope you're doing good. I hope you had a good walk, having a good workout.
I hope you're making Todd a sandwich so he'll shut up about it.
Well played. Right. Why don't you go make me a sandwich?
I will fold you up with your clothes. I will fold your clothes with you in them. I can't even be mean, right?
See, I'm peaceful.
That was a big jab.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think it bothers you. Are you a vampire?
Got him. Let's talk about what self-control looks like. Oni, what does self-control look like to you?
No, I will not bite them.
I mean, that's good.
Biting is bad. Sometimes biting is good.
Biting. Okay, you are biting people. Yeah, you should ever bite people. I mean, that's definitely a good example of self-control.
Okay, I might call her back.
Todd, what does self-control look like to you?
No, I'm not calling her back.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not.
Oh, that's it, huh?
I mean it this time.
Oh, you're setting your ways. Are you sure that's not just being hard-headed? I mean, is that the same thing? Is that really what
I'm exercising my right to not call her back.
I'm going to throw sandwiches in his dumpster.
Would probably fit.
Oni's the reason Soap has instructions.
It's a little tiny pear knife.
You know, Oni, just because I have a small sword
does not mean... Don't make me a sandwich, Todd. That was pure comedy gold, man.
So like for me, if I see this really hot chick and she's like, I'm trying to wave at you. You know, self-control is like, oh, hey, how you doing? I didn't see you there today. Self-control often goes invisible. What would lack of self-control look like? I want to grab her by her sexy little waist, pull her body against mine and sink my teeth into her neck till she melts in my arms and then whisper in her ear. Beep, beep. Word of attacks. That's what I want to do, but that's not what you see.
Hey, Oni, grab your vampire hunting gear. We need a robotic monkey.
No, that sounds terrible.
Can we get synthetic gorillas?
Synthetic gorillas.
They look like normal gorillas. They act like normal gorillas, but you control them with a remote.
Out in the jungle, just a pink gorilla just comes out of nowhere.
You'd be pink?
We can call them Cirillas!
Cirillas! Oh, my Lord, Cirillas. That sounds, I don't even know. I'm lost. I feel like I have no identity right now, and I'm completely out of control. If I'm standing at the checkout register, and the lady got my order wrong, and I'm so angry and so upset, well, that's the lack of self-control, right?
Just everybody put the fries sees in the that. Bag, man.
If I get my order wrong, and instead I go back, and I'm calm, and I'm collected, I say, hey, I was missing something on my order. Will you please fix it? Sure. Let me see your receipt. And she said, oh, no problem. Let me grab that for you. But nobody sees that because it often goes invisible. They see the reactions that they get. We talked about you find your identity within your purpose. For a dude, this is super easy. The episode about purpose was geared more towards the guys. The episode about identity that we're on now is geared more towards the ladies. Because a man, you're going to find your purpose and you're going to find your identity within that.
Let's, hey, girl. Hi.
Let's take a little example, okay?
Oh, no.
Oni, his purpose is to keep us safe. His identity is he's a warrior. But listen, though, here's the critical thing. War chief is his job. That's not his identity. Because his purpose is to keep us safe, he finds his identity being a warrior, like many of the wonderful men and women that serve in our military and law enforcement. Same exact thing. That is their job. That's not who they are. Who they are is a warrior. Their purpose is to keep us safe and protect us. So that's a very simple example. Now, for a lady, it's a little bit different. Her purpose is to work on being a good woman.
Sandwich maker.
No, that's not an identity. That's not an identity. It's a job. Or a purpose. It's a job. Yes. I can't with you two. So look, for guys, it's real easy to figure out your identity once you figure out your purpose. And remember, if you don't hit the checklist, if you don't achieve solitary sufficiency, if you do not unlock self-control, you're going to have the most extraordinarily difficult time trying to find your purpose. And you will never find your identity because it is within your purpose. Now for ladies, well, what does that look like? If her purpose is to be a good woman, what she should be working on? She should be working on being a mature chick, which is kind of like an established guy.
Yeah, what kind of cheeses there is.
She got to know how I like my sandwich.
Right this way, Todd. The gates of hell are waiting for you.
Yeah. They're keeping my spot nice and warm. Oh,
Oni's over there with a basket full of evil souls to dump on your head when you get there. A mature chick is kind of like an established guy. We talked about what an established guy is early on. But for a chick, it's going to be more of a maturity level because it has nothing to do with age. It has nothing to do with being able to acquire resources physically or emotional self-control. Your career can be part of something you enjoy, something you work on.
It will equip you to help your partner.
But that's not who you are as a woman. What does it mean to be mature physically as a woman? The first question is... some chicks, I mean, there's all different kind of body types. So I would say...
If she don't have boobies, she's Todd.
But Todd's always right.
So the first question you got to ask, is she healthy? So that's kind of like a dude being physically established. He's going to be physically healthy. She's going to be physically healthy. That's kind of the same thing, but it's not bodybuilder. It's not supermodel. It means you eat halfway decent. You take care of yourself. You exercise a little bit. You got your body operating energy. Properly. Good, healthy energy. Now, the next part of being physically mature for a chick is, has she developed life skills that help? Is she good at what, Todd? Say it.
Sandwiches.
I was waiting on it.
I realized I'm just hungry.
What kind of life skills can she develop that are helpful? Well, instead of a guy being like established in a career and being financially stable, a woman might be really good at managing finances. And women do happen to be really good at managing money in general.
Another one I like is like home decorating.
Making it feel like a home.
Yeah, I mean, they make it all cozy.
If you walk in my room right now, it looks like a dude lives there. But a woman, she brings life to the space. When she decorates, when she adds something to it, it feels like home. It makes you feel welcome.
It has character.
Or organization.
I mean, there's some guys that are like super OCD, but 99% of dudes are like, I will throw it in a pile and that's where it will stay.
Sydney Lou's a wizard, dog. She's got the magic, bro. She went to Hogwarts. She does all the accounting and the organizing and everything.
Yeah.
She gets me all confused. It's like she's speaking an alien language, you know?
Well, to dudes, it is an
alien
language.
I don't know how she does it, but she's wonderful. It's Chinese. At it.
That's a really serious life skill that women really are very smart. Good at, and they're highly intelligent.
Sydney Lou's a great motivator.
Because women are the best cheerleaders. And I don't mean a cheerleader like for a sporting event. I mean like a life cheerleader.
Todd's a good cheerleader.
Nobody can motivate and encourage like women can. When they speak to you,
I can do a split.
That sounds obscene. No, I don't want to picture Arnie doing a split. Ty makes a sandwich. Arnie's like, thanks, sandwich maker. That's just all I picture. And then he jumps on his motorized transmission horse and he rides off in the sunset. I don't know. Yeah, with a sandwich in his hand. Oh my gosh. How about coordination? I don't mean like hand-out coordination, like watch me put this ham and the cheese on the slice of bread, Todd.
I mean, like
and watch me nay-nay.
They can coordinate everybody and everything. I mean, you could call it like time management, but it's so much deeper than that because it's coordinating everybody and everything into a harmonious life. So a good mature woman will be able to bring harmony to things so that they all work together in good order. All good things in good order. So what is a chick look like that's mentally mature? For a guy, we talked about this, he's emotionally stable. Women are not going to be emotionally stable because they're amplifiers. When we get into emotions, and one of the next couple episodes, we're going to talk about that in order to make more sense. Emotional stability is not a trait for a chick to be mature because that would literally make her a bad woman. She would be a bad amplifier. What do you think a mature chick should have going on mentally, Todd?
I have no clue.
What about you, Oni?
Yeah, see?
Be able to tell Todd he's right and make sandwiches.
That sounds like criminally insane. That sounds like she needs to be medicated because she's delusional about what reality is. That's what that sounds like to me. Nobody's making Todd a sandwich. Good luck, Todd. When we think mentally mature, the first thing we think about is what's her self-esteem like?
So has to carry herself with integrity.
Yes. Well, if she lacks integrity, she's probably going to have low self-esteem, right?
She must also have enough to help out, because if she's pulling from you, it drains you and saps you fast.
If she's deficient. So if she's in a state of proficiency, that comes from having whole integrity, from having fulfillment through healthy relationships. What about family life? If her family life is in chaos and she comes from a big discombobulated family that all hates each other, no matter what the family looks like, mixed family, whole family, whatever, it's going to take a toll on her and she's not going to be healthy mentally. So we're looking for self-esteem. What's her mindset about herself like? And what her family life is like in other relationships in her life.
Okay? And boobies.
And boobies. I mean, boobies are like brain food.
What?
Eat boobies, not sandwiches.
Change your mantra, Todd. Make me boobies. Poof, your boobies.
Cookies on the devil.
No. Silence. Bad Oni.
Bad Todd.
It's always Todd's fault.
Bad Todd. I hope one day the wood elves come down from the sky and smite all the cookie factories.
You don't say that.
What you got against the Keebler elves, dude?
Oh, gosh.
I hope one of them little short, stubby suckers fall out of a tree and break his arm.
You need to say your mantra.
I think you're getting angry.
I think you need to go make a sandwich.
Go make your own sandwich, Todd.
Sleep with one eye open.
What does it mean for a chick to be mature spiritually? Now, this is going to be a lot simpler than you think. This does not mean she reads her Bible and she goes to church and she sings songs. Now, anybody can do that and have zero value in that. That's just actions. That doesn't mean anything. Wait, naked yoga is by yourself, right?
No, you can do naked yoga with friends.
The biggest thing is what we've been talking about. Is she pure? Is she ashamed of who she is? So if she is spiritually healthy, she's going to like who she is. She's not going to have 10-foot long eyelashes and all this crazy stuff going on covering up because she's okay with who she is. The purity is going to show. So if she's spiritually mature, that's going to mean she's pure, what we've been talking about. And what is purity? Not being mixed up with all this other stuff going on, all the negative, unhealthy things. Hitting the checklist, right?
She's amplifying positive.
Well, that's the other half of it. What is she amplifying? Is she amplifying positive or negative? Is she in a state of proficiency or deficiency? That's really easy. For example.
It matters. It really does. If she's taken, it's not good for you.
Well, she's going to amplify negative if she's on the negative, if she's deficient. She's amplifying one way or the other. And that's how the universe works. It doesn't care if you're positive or negative. The universe responds to what you are. And that's an important part of identity. You attract what you are. So if you keep attracting unsavory characters for potential partners or for people that you're dating, you need to stop, reevaluate, work on getting healthy yourself, and you'll start attracting healthy, more attractive people. So it'd be really easy to see if she's spiritually healthy because she'll be amplifying positive versus amplifying negative, and she won't be ashamed of who she is. She will walk around comfortable in her own skin. That's like the number one thing, bro, to being a mature chick.
If she's a good amplifier, if I give her one sandwich, she should come back to me with a bunch of sandwiches.
I'm pretty sure she's going to throw sandwiches at you, Todd.
She sounds like a dictator in the making.
Oni's going to be in one corner throwing potatoes at you. Eduardo's in another corner throwing chicken nuggies. And Karen's over there throwing sandwiches at you. And you're going to have a smorgasbord of food. You're never going to be hungry again.
And I'm going to be so fat, J-Man.
You're going to be obese.
So realize.
Now, what does all this equal? A mature chick embodying these things equals a nurturing nature. Now, this is something that's physical, mental, and spiritual. This is the embodiment of femininity because women are amplifiers and they show it through their nurturing nature. And that's what you'll achieve working on being a mature chick. You will see it because remember we talked about a dude puts his quality engagement on display because he's an established guy. Well, what about a woman? Her nurturing nature will be on display. It's kind of the same thing, but the feminine version, right?
What does that look like?
You're hungry. Take time to eat. Maybe she goes and picks you up something to eat because she wants to make sure you eat because she's being nurturing and she's caring about you. That's that nurturing nature.
Or take food out of your beard.
Yeah, oh god. Is that where Eduardo hangs out? Pops his little head out and he's like, beep, beep.
It's there.
It throws chicken nuggies.
Sometimes gets crumbs out of my beard.
So that's physically because being nurturing. Me. And then what you were talking about, being a motivator, that's kind of like mentally being nurturing. When you need some mental motivation, she's there for you and she cheerleads for you. Spiritually, how she could be nurturing, when she's amplifying positive, that means she's going to give you good energy and reciprocal. She's going to amplify back to you positive. Look, there's all these different things women could do.
We could keep talking about this forever, guys. And that's just because women are so capable.
Females are truly amazing.
So those are some easy examples. Now, I want you to think about this. Little girls, at least they used to, they would dream of their wedding day. Little boys would dream of their place in society. I don't know what little ogres dream of, Phony. What do they dream of becoming?
See, I dream of being on a battlefield.
Protecting people?
That's keeping people safe. That's being a warrior. That's your place in society.
And then gotcha. I feasted on their souls.
Now we're back to the gates of hell with God and his sandwich.
It's always my fault, man.
It's always your
fault. I'm still a soul sergeant.
Little girls dream of their wedding day, of being a good woman one day, of being something acceptable, something whole, something pure, to be a good woman. That's what they want to be when they grow up. A man thinks of being a good man is finding his place inside. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a policeman. What does that mean? That means he finds his purpose and he finds his identity in that.
This is the natural order of things.
I identify as a silverback gorilla. Roar!
And I identify as a threat if you keep on with this transmission nonsense.
Now, a lot of people might not dream of these things because society's all out of whack. It's all flipped upside down. That's part of what we're trying to fix.
You ask a kid nowadays, they still dream. I asked one other day and he wanted to be a YouTuber.
A lot of people have used devices as babysitters.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say,
like, almost every kid nowadays dream of nothing because they have a device in their hand. And it's just terrible.
Horrible.
Oh, it's a call. It's my girlfriend. Spam is calling. She calls me every day, like 5 times a day. She's the best girlfriend
ever. You never
pick
up, though.
She keeps calling. That's why she's such a great girlfriend.
Are we dating the same woman? Because she calls me every day.
Hey, wait. Hold on. What do you mean? She calls you, too?
Hey, yo, girl. Wagwan. But I blocked her.
This is the reason we cannot have nice things.
Guys, this has been a lot of good stuff. Identity's critical. We're going to do a part two to this. We got a lot more to share with you on identity.
So does that mean we're going to get an identity too? Electric Boogaloo.
I'm just saying. Eduardo's game, bro. Beep, beep.
So make sure you tune in the next episode. We're going to continue this conversation. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned for Swantails, guys. We've got a great story for Swantails today.
Yeah, Swantails is going to be wonderful. I heard this story.
Blew my mind.
Stay tuned, guys. We got a great, great story coming for you today.
From the story vaults of creation, directly to you, swans.
Swantails!
Swantails! Story time!
Swantails!
Story time! Roar!
Today's story, Swans, follows characters of local historical relevance. Based on a true story, but some events, names, and places may have been changed and adapted to our tale today. Today's tale, Treasure Trove del Corazon.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Today's story follows Jean Lafitte.
Whose feet?
John's feet.
John the Revelator!
No, not the Revelator. Jean Lafitte.
Beep, beep.
So Jean Lafitte, he was trying to figure out what he wants to do in life, and he didn't know, so he decided to go job hunting. He lives in Metrocity. It's a big place. It's a huge place. Everything is an opportunity. He could be anything he wants to be.
It's like New York Squared.
There is no limit in Metrocity because everything...
Superman?
He saves people in Metrocity. So he's got to find a job in Metrocity. So what he's got to figure out, he's got to figure out what he's passionate about. And he knows he really was passionate about history when he was in school. So he thought about getting a job at a restaurant. But he decided, I'm not going to find much with that. I'll just be working all the time and I won't be able to learn anything. So he decided to keep looking.
He saw this kid throw trash on the ground and he picked it up and he said, you know what? I could make the world better if I just clean up. And it hit him like a brick wall. Thought he could find a job cleaning up.
Where does he go looking?
Where does he start? Where else would you start?
Indeed.com. He was walking around, clearing his mind, trying to really figure out what he could do. And then he sees it. Now hiring. Metrocity Museum.
So Jean Lafitte goes inside and he sees the receptionist and he says, ma'am, I'm here to apply for the job.
Okay, honey, fill out this paper. Do you have ID with you?
Well, they have one position open, janitor.
So he thinks to himself, all right, you know what? I can dig this. The museum's cool. It's got history. There's stuff to learn here. Maybe I could find something I could do here at the museum. This is a good idea. I like this. So he fills out the app. He turns it in. They call him back the next day. He's hired.
He became a janitor.
So he works after hours cleaning up the museum. He's also thinking, I would like to learn more about these exhibits. So he's sweeping around, he's mopping around, he starts stopping, he starts reading a little bit about what they have, he starts getting a little deeper into it. One day, this guy comes up to him and he starts talking to him about one of the exhibits. And he's like, hey, I'm Jean Lafitte.
Hi, my name's Pierre. I'm the curator of this lovely museum.
That's pretty cool. Why did you decide to start a museum, Mr. Pierre?
I just love sharing the history of things with people.
You know, I really dig history and I really love learning about stuff. He's like, that's why I kind of wanted a job here because, you know, I knew I could clean up. I knew I could make the world a better place, but at the same time, it's like, man, I want to learn some of this awesome stuff. There's all these awesome things in the museum. Now our story travels far across the land to Castle Le Bleu, a mighty fortress far away from where Jean Lafitte is working in Metrocity.
Out on the countryside, there's this beautiful castle with the fairest maiden in all the lands.
Catherine Le Bleu. So the lord and lady of the castle, Blaise and Marie Le Bleu, have worked hard to protect her from all the terrible things the world has to offer. So Catherine spends her days at the fortress. She does all kinds of things.
She doesn't lie around crocheting all day with all of the other fair ladies of the castle.
Why not? She doesn't like crocheting and knitting like typical ladies should.
She likes spending time with the chef. She likes cooking cuisine from all around the world.
So she enjoys cooking?
She's learning of all these international dishes because she knows there's so much more out there and she wants to indulge in all the culture and travel to these places to have these foods.
So she enjoys spending time with the chef and talking about different places of the world. The chef has traveled all over the world, so he knows how to cook all kinds of things from all different kinds of places. So the chef tells her, most women are quiet and reserved and they don't have a lot to say, but you, Catherine, the reason I like you is because you're always speaking your mind. You never have a problem speaking up for yourself or saying what you do or don't like. I really appreciate that about you, Catherine.
Oh, you know, I just say what comes to mind. When I have something to say, I just speak it out. I'm not scared of who I am.
Where else does she spend time on?
Flowers. I like to look in the gardens. Nature.
Growing flowers is a good thing for girls to do.
Oh.
Okay, so she enjoys spending time in the garden, working with plants, working with flowers, enjoying the beauty of nature.
The birds and the bees, you know.
The flowers and the trees. She's got it going on. She also enjoys reading different books. The castle has a wonderful library. She's always reading, learning about different places, different things going on in the world. In her imagination, she travels to faraway places because she knows being stuck inside of four walls, cooking and cleaning all day ain't for her. She knows the world is a big place and it has all these awesome things to offer, and she can't wait to get out and explore the world and see all these amazing places. So now we go back to Jean Lafitte, spending time with the curator after hours in the museum. So Jean Lafitte sees this wonderful exhibit of the ancient Aztecs. It has all these beautiful, elaborate gold figurines, different trinkets and treasures that the Aztec people enjoy. One day, Pierre, the curator, comes up to him and he's looking at it and he says, "Hey, Pierre, where did all this stuff really come from? Did somebody dig it up? Did somebody have to go find it?"
"They fought Eduardo in El Dorado."
Legends were told, stories alluding to lost treasure, golden trinkets.
Did they just like show up somewhere and it was there? Or did they have to go places and survive in the wild?
People traveled deep into the Amazon to go find these things.
In the jungle?
Yes.
So you mean like people went hunting this stuff?
That's right. People go to many faraway places doing dangerous things and roughing it on their own.
And now Jean Lafitte thinks to himself, maybe one day I too could find treasures like this. But I'm going to have to start developing some skills so that I can survive in the wilds of the jungle. Boom, boom, boom. Tune in next time for the continuation of this wonderful tale, Swans.
I love Swan Tales.
You don't want to miss out. We have some more wonderful stuff coming up. Check us out next episode, part 2 of Identity. Tune in. I love Swan Tales.